You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Little news for nerds action for you this morning. There's a study that's out that people who are chocoholics like I am, I just don't deny it. I am addicted to chocolate.
Tom's always got the little corners of his lips that are like dark brown. It's a lot of chocolate.
A new scientific study that came out, they found that it actually might be good for you to start eating chocolate for breakfast.
For breakfast?
Now, they specifically were looking at the effects in older women, and we're not talking about just a tiny little nibble.
Uh-huh.
They had all of these women eat 100 grams of milk chocolate within an hour of waking up. That's the equivalent of more than 2 full-sized Hershey bars.
Oh, my God.
Now, the women in the study did this for 2 weeks. Guess how much weight they gained?
I'm going to say
zero.
None.
Nuh-huh. Zero. And they were not asked to change the rest of their diet in any way. It says they did end up eating a little bit less throughout the day, so they think it might, those 2 chocolate bars made them feel fuller.
Kind of sticks with you, huh? Sticks to the ribs.
And they said overall they did consume more calories. But it looks like by eating that chocolate in the morning, it might have spiked their metabolism and helped them burn a little bit more fat during the day.
Huh.
They found the same effects worked at night if women who ate chocolate up to an hour before bed, but eating it in the middle of the day did not work.
So you got to eat it early, got to eat it late. And you got to eat a lot of it, it sounds like.
I would wake up, eat a little bit of dark chocolate because that's good for you on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
But still, consult your doctor.
Like, does a chocolate donut count or
probably
chocolate
not.
Cake?
Probably not. I don't
chocolate.
Know.
Chocolate.
It's just chocolate.
Count chocolate? Does that work?
Another study found that eating French fries can help lower your blood pressure. I'm full of all sorts of
full
good
of great news today. Give me some fries and chocolate for breakfast.
However, those fries must be baked and not fried.
Bro.
So what are those? So French fries are those French bakes? I don't know.
Yeah. I do mine in the air fryer now. So
yeah. What else is trending?
Discovery Channel. They're going to be analyzing the government's UFO files in a live 3-hour event, Dom. I guess, you know, the government is supposed to release a bunch of stuff that it knows about UFOs, and everyone says it's pretty inconclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything. They're releasing everything, I'm sure. So next Wednesday, 8 o'clock, Discovery, 3-hour event called UFOs Declassified.
How much you want to bet there's only about 7 minutes worth of real content?
I know, right. In some blurry, grainy, crappy video, you know, come on. In a world of 4K and HD, all we get is this grainy crap still? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be simulcast on Discovery, the Science Channel, and the Travel Channel. And then they're going to be talking to people, you know, experts, like people that created the X-Files, Men in Black.
Yeah,
and some
experts.
Dude from Blink 182. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Not to be a downer, but speaking of, did you see that guy in Blink 182 has cancer?
So sad. What's his first? Mark? Is it Mark? I'd have to go back and look at it. Yeah, you know him when you see him. Yeah, very, very sad news for that guy. Totally sucks. Check this out for all the little girls out there, including my little Lila. Polly Pockets. You all familiar with the little toy Polly Pockets? They're going to be bringing Polly Pocket to life in a live-action movie. Lena Dunham and somebody named Lily Collins, who I've never heard of, she is set to play Polly Pocket in the story about a young girl and a pocket-sized woman who form a friendship. Mm. Yeah, it's a cute toy, the Polly Pocket. I don't recommend it, though. Giving it to your young child where it comes with about 40 microscopic pieces that are pretty much lost within the first 45 minutes of playtime. Speaking from experience.
Some of them probably swallowed.
I think they're in the dog's stool. On the heels of this, it says Mattel is going to be bringing more classic toys to life in movies like Barbie, Hot Wheels, a Barney movie is going to be coming out, and then Rock'em Sock'em Robots with Vin Diesel, Dom. A couple of your favorites right there. Here's a couple headlines floating around this morning. If you want to dig more into this, feel free to get on your Google device. A new study says that stress significantly influences when your hair goes gray.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying you might be able to reverse the trend if you're of a certain age, but once you hit 70, you're out of luck.
Forget
the
it.
Story says so. Cut out your stress and maybe
they
your hair will go back.
They say just chill out. Is what is the was,
just
that's
chill
the
out,
answer.
Bro? Chill just out. Chill mm-hmm. out. Eat your dark chocolate, man, and your baked fries. Then police in Pennsylvania removed quote disorderly people from a Home Depot on Monday where they were performing an exorcism in the lumber aisle for all the dead trees there.
Well, that's a good thing, I suppose.
I guess so. I guess.
I would have liked to have watched it. I was in a Home Depot yesterday. I would have enjoyed that distraction.
Release the demons.
I might have run over and joined in.
Throwing holy water on the wall.
Pull all my clothes off.
And dance around.
Open up a can of paint there and splash it all over my body.
Save the wood. Here's your dog story Dom was teasing earlier today. A new poll was looking at the most popular dog breeds here in America. They did a bunch of, like, one-on-one matchups, and then they had people vote. And I'm quite happy with the number one dog breed. I had one of these little guys growing up. 83% say that the Labrador Retriever is the number one dog here in America.
What is with people and in their labs? That has been like 30 years straight.
It's like, you know, America's bald eagle. I mean, that's the bald eagle of dogs. I mean, when you think of America, you got
really?
A yellow lab sitting there. Yes. God,
the point is,
smart.
There were 193 different breeds to choose from, and every year people choose labs. I'm not knocking the lab. Don't get me wrong. But
I feel like
years,
you are, though.
That's the only dog people say they like?
They're so smart, so reliable, so good with kids, so loving.
Well, so are a lot of other dogs
and
that
they
fit
leave
all of those categories.
Massive dumps in your backyard.
Yeah.
Again, speaking from experience.
So I go for a walk every evening in my neighborhood, and there's this one house where they've got a little chihuahua.
Oh, no.
That is the smallest chihuahua I've ever seen in my life.
Yappy.
But it runs across the yard to the edge of the street, yapping at the top of its little lungs. And the people have to come running out every time to grab it. It is the size of like a can of soup.
And they're vicious, those little dogs.
And it is screaming. And you have to laugh at a dog that wants to be a guard dog and scare you away that is the size of your fist.
You go, whoa, you go like that, and it runs off. Those little suckers are mean, though, man. They're nippy little dogs.
I don't want to be mean, but I'm waiting for somebody to explain to me the appeal of having a little rat dog like that that makes that kind of noise.
The noise part is horrible, but I can see just snuggling up with that little dog and being able to, like, throw it in your purse, basically. Didn't Paris Hilton used to do that with her little dog?
She sure.
Take it wherever you go. Yeah. All right, let's do clickbait. It's Goofy.
Clickbait.
Facebook, please. Dom and Jeremy on the FB posted a video this morning. I've actually always wondered about this. How do auctioneers talk so ding-dang fast?
Mm-hmm.
They have to go to auctioneering school.
Well, of course.
Of course they do. So I posted a video of students doing vocal exercises that'll help them become auctioneers. And it's kind of fun to watch because you're like, oh, there's actually a school. There's some thought that goes into all this.
That's funny.
Versus just talking fast. So it's kind of fun to watch. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.